Revelation chapter 2. Now I'm actually going to just yield to the Holy Ghost in these five openings. He's given us, and there are many more, to the supernatural. I think what we need to understand is that when you're dealing with God and the way God functions, the way God operates, you're dealing with mysteries. And the reason why is mysteries. You talk about parables in the Bible. You know, this is a short, earthly story with a heavenly truth in. And I guess you can go with that. But by the same token, God deals in code because there's some people he don't want to get what he's saying. Now, how can I explain that? People who don't want the flow, they just want stuff, but they don't want God. And so, you know, not casting poor the swine, that which is holy under dog. So that's why there's secrets in the Bible, there's mysteries in the Bible. And I think the way the Lord revealed to me, I don't know, to somebody else it may not be, but these five openings are these five mysteries, are five principles we can work. And to whet your appetite in saying it, there's a statement that the Spirit made to me while I was praying about this. Five secrets to every miracle you need now. And those of us who sat in here and those who listen by television need some miracles we need. And we've been trying to get them for many years. I got bad feedback here, something, echo. I think 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is one of the most supernatural chapters in the Bible. There's another chapter kin to it. You might want to read it, Romans chapter 8. Because it talks about life in the spirit. But to operate in the supernatural, you're going to have to train your spirit, train your soul, and train your body. Yes, sir. All three are going to have to be trained. Yes, matter of fact, before we go to our text, then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, is telling you about setting yourself apart, your total being apart to God. Becoming sanctified, set apart, your whole spirit and soul and body, blameless before him. Yes, sir. And then he tell you in the 24th verse that God, faithful as he's called it, he'll do it. Yes. And so to operate in the supernatural, you must recognize that your spirit is the king. What I say it? Uh-huh. Yeah, you see, you have a kingly nature. That divine nature you partook of in 2 Peter chapter 1 is the very nature of God, the very nature of Jesus Christ, the very nature of the Holy Spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so when you recognize that, when the Bible says he's King of Kings, that means he's our King, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is the King and the King of us because we born into the family. And the Bible said God made us kings and priests. Kings and priests, raw kings and priests, that we can operate and function in his ability.
Yes, sir.
We got that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we haven't been because we have not cracked the miracles, the signs, and the wonders in the church. We don't pack enough evidence. And it's all from the first opening that the testimony of God has to be declared properly. You didn't get it. See, because if and the word testimony is talking about being a witness. To be a witness, you're going to have some experience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
You see, a lot of people talk about God.
Right.
But for this to happen, you have to know God.
Yes, sir.
And you have to have encounters with God. And then you have to know that the realness of God.
Yes.
Now, you're not your spirit, your soul, and your body. Has to be trained to operate in the supernatural. Now it seemed like we have not known that. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. You're to glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. So you can get in a position where your spirit, soul, and body can operate in the supernatural. That means your body going to be healed and healthy, right? That means your mind not going to be depressed. Oppressed, worried, fear, depression, won't be able to touch you because you have a renewed mind. Your mind now will be as the mind of Christ. And I'll give you scriptures right down. I'm not going to go to them. In 1 Corinthians 2:5, you talk about the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. I told you to turn where? Yeah, did it say that you're to glorify God? Or the 20th voice said that? 20th voice. Well, no, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? For your body replied, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, what's your God? Now, in training the recreated human spirit, if you train it right, it'll train your soul and it'll train your body. Yes, now, a good way in my studying how to train the human spirit, I read from one of our books in the school of ministry, I think Leroy Jr. teaching it, that your spirit is the king and your soul is the servant and your body is the slave. You better keep them in place too. And so if you understand that, you're ready to function in the supernatural. Go into supernatural. Now, in 1 Corinthians 2:1, Paul tells us that human wisdom and human preaching cannot declare the testimony of God. They cannot be a witness. And so I heard Junior allude to the fact, we didn't come here to have a good time. No, I come here to define life. What's my next step? What's my next move? How can I walk in the blessing God say belong to me? I'm late. I'm late. And so I need to catch up now. I need it now. I need God to start manifesting and demonstrating. I'm tired reading about all this stuff, singing about this stuff. It is real. So you're going to have three things. You're going to have three things working for you here. You're going to have revelation. Revelation. God has to reveal himself. There can be no reality without revelation. You can read, you can quote, but unless the Holy Spirit makes God real to you, or make the word real to you, you don't have no revelation. Yes, sir. If you don't have no revelation, you're not going to have no manifestation.
Yes, sir.
All right? Not only revelation. Well, you know in 1 Corinthians 2, look at 2, that's 2:9 or 2:10. 2:10. It talks about revelation there. That's right. That's right. Let's mark that down. Then illumination. And that's Ephesians 1:18. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. She said you need revelation. You need illumination. We're talking about the Holy Spirit now. And then 2 Corinthians 3:16, you need inspiration. After you come to revelation, after you come to illumination, after you're enlightened, you need a push. You need an inspiration from God. In your spirit that you can be in charge of your soul and your body and function in the way God wants you to function. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about your spirit, your soul, and your body. We're talking about revelation. We're talking about illumination. And we're talking about inspiration. Then we'll get to the creative miracles, the manifestation, and the demonstration of the spirit. But you have to know the testimony of God. You have to know that God, look in Numbers 23:19. You have to understand, and this is a very, very crucial revelation that I need to get into the body of Christ, that God is not a man. Turn there, if you will. Is that the right voice? Numbers 23:19. God is not a man. Now, you can dance there all the week, three or four years, because I'm glad he's not a man. You follow what I'm saying? I'm glad God said, I'm glad God's not a man. Because men, they get on both sides of the road. I mean, they're human, you see. And so when we deal with the spirit world, you have to move beyond human wisdom, beyond man wisdom, beyond philosophy, beyond psychology, beyond science. See, when you're dealing with God, you're dealing with way beyond all of this, and you have to go there for this to happen. And that's why the church hasn't been going there. We've been having a good time, good speakers, good lessons, but not revelation like we should have.
Yes, sir.
That not only the preachers can walk it, every believer can walk it. God belong to all of us. And we all belong to God.
Yes, sir.
I see you, God. I'm glad to see you. So here we have Paul talk about in that first verse, 1 Corinthians 2, that he didn't come with excellent speech or man wisdom declaring the testimony of God. witnessing about the testimony of God. I think before you can witness about the testimony of God, you have to pass some tests. You have to know I'm bad. I know where I'm at in numbers. I know where I'm at. You have to pass the test to recognize that God is not a man. That God will not fail you. You have to understand that tonight. That God, I don't care what you're going through, listen to me. God will not fail you. God cannot fail. There's nobody can fool God.
Come on, Dad. Come on.
God is not a man. Let's go back to that. God is not a man because the testimony, the real testimony of God, you're going to have to understand that God is not a man. God is God. And God can do anything he desires to do. And then the Bible says that God is not a man. Say it, God is not a man.
God is not a man.
Well, why are you worried then? Why sometimes you look like you won't give up? Because it didn't happen yesterday. It does not have to happen yesterday. All you know is it has to happen. He'll protect you till it's over. What I said? He'll protect you till it's over. So that's all right if the storm going. That's all right if things don't look like it's going to work out. That look like your confession is not coming to pass. It's impossible for you to believe God and God not to do it. What we got to understand is, help me, Lord, we got to understand timing.
Yes, sir.
See, God put you at an intersection.
Oh, my God.
That you won't shipwreck when you get what you want. That sometimes we'll get things ahead of time that's going to cause us more problems than when we didn't have it. But God's timing. So you got to learn how, yes, he's now, but your now always is now, but you just let his season come in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive.
To testify, Paul talks about it in his first verse, to testify, you have to have a test. Anybody ever had a test? Anybody ever had God, something God brought you out of? Anybody ever come out of anything can't explain how you got out? See, you qualifying it. You're qualifying because you got something to testify about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God did it.
Yes, sir.
See? And that's what the supernatural is all about. God doing it. So tests are there for a reason. Test is to take it to the next grade.
Yes, sir.
The next grade in life.
Right.
If you don't have grades don't have nothing to do if you don't have no test. You ain't heard what I said. Grace don't have nothing to do if you don't have no test. Mercy don't have nothing to do if you don't have no test. So Paul said, human philosophy. See, I didn't come talking to you in with man's strategy, man's wisdom. That first verse. I'm going there now. 1 Corinthians 2:1. With man's wisdom, you cannot tell the testimony of God. So here's what happened. Here's what happened. Men try to tell the testimony of God by their own wisdom and by their own eloquence, and so the people are weak. They can't manifest the type of anointing they need. They can't receive the type of glory they need because man have held man in man's ability. We're coming out of here. We're getting up out of here. A miracle can happen any moment. We can have a sign or a wonder any moment. Tell a person you can have a miracle. Tell somebody next to you can have a miracle any moment. You were born for miracles, for signs and wonders. But the preaching going to have to be right. And the testimony going to have to be right. If you're going to have a supernatural action, you got to have a supernatural word. Look at Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone. But every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Out of the mouth of God. God said it. What happened when God said it? Turn to Isaiah 55:11. What happened when God said it? What happened when God said it? It's a done deal because his word would not return to him void. That is right there. It will not only accomplish, but it'll pass accomplishing. It will prosper. into the thing you're saying. So the declaration to operate in the supernatural, you got to train your spirit. Train your spirit, and you train your spirit with the word of God. That's why, sir, I took you to Matthew 4:4, the word of God. See, the word of God is a prevailing factor than Acts 19:20. Notice that. The word of God prevails. The preceded word, the prevailing word. The word prevail over anything. The word can prevail over anything. You understand? The prevailing word. Say prevailing word.
Prevailing
what
word.
Prevail? What prevail mean? Win. That's a good word. Dominate. Go forward. So Paul letting you know that if you're going to have miracles, you can't sit on a non-miracle teacher.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're going to have some miracles, yeah.
Yes,
we've had some, but we're going to have some more. We're going to have some more because once your spirit, you cannot function in the supernatural without your spirit being trained, without your soul being trained, and without your body, because your body will jump out of place.
Yes, sir.
See, now we're back. Let's go back to Romans 12, 1 through 3. It's a lineup. God give us, this is a supernatural divine lineup that we can operate in the supernatural, operate in the spirit, be led by the Spirit of God, as Romans 8:14 says. Men is led by the Spirit of God. They're the sons of God. If you're not led by the Spirit, you're not a son. Even though you're a son, you're not a son. Because the Spirit has to lead you into your sonship and into your ability. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, is so important to operate in the supernatural. Okay? You present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, that actually talking about worship.
Thank you, Lord.
You worship. You make that body worship.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the mind has to be renewed in the second verse, so you won't be conformed, but transformed. And that transformation there is into another dimension.
Thank you, Lord.
Of the spirit. And then your faith, you got to have faith. The third chapter said God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So those, I give you 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, because I'm training you in your spirit that you have to have a trans spirit to even recognize the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
To even recognize the hand of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
To even recognize when you're thinking with the mind of God.
Yes.
The spirit has to be trained. If not, God can be walking right by you. You don't even notice him. He comes in many forms. But every time you call him, he comes. Is it possible that we didn't recognize him standing beside us, and that's the reason we didn't get the answer we were supposed to get? So we have to train our spirit to always recognize God at any moment, what God is doing at any moment. So we have to, you're not no hocus pocus here, reading 4 or 5 scriptures. You're going to have to settle down and come to the fact that I'm going to have to train my spirit if I'm going to operate in the supernatural, if I'm going to recognize miracles, if I'm going to recognize signs and wonders, and I'm going to operate in that other dimension, another realm. I'm going to have a trans spirit, a renewed mind, and a submitted body. Otherwise, I might have to be sanctified. You don't want to talk about that too much, but sanctification is very important. So testimony of God. He said he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, word of their testimony. See, you got to have a testimony. How many of y'all got a testimony? See, when you're going through something, rehearse your testimony. Yes. Remember the last time God delivered you? Go back there and stay there a few minutes. Watch what's going to happen. That same anointing to get on you again, because you know he brought me through that time. That's how David defeated Goliath. Look, David didn't give Goliath. See, you can't get any time to think. See, David, Goliath was messed up. Goliath said, "This little old boy coming to me," and then David run toward him before he could think about it. He was out before he knew it. And David rehearsed to himself at the line, the bear. So everybody in here, I believe God have done something for you out of the ordinary, or you'll be dead.
Yes, sir.
So Paul said, our gospel, turn to 1 Thessalonians 1:5. See, if you want to have miracle, you're going to have this kind of gospel, this type of declaration. You're going to have to decree something and declare that God said it, it's going to happen to me. It's going to happen in this situation. It's going to happen today. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, Paul said, our gospel didn't come to you in word only. You see it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, where the screen at? All right. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. And in the Holy Ghost. That's a whole lot, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And much assurance, as you know what manner, of men we were among you for your sake.
That's right.
But you need to know what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
That's right.
Every man ain't not the same. And so when you have something and you don't appreciate it, God will take it from you.
Amen.
Give it to somebody else. So we need this type of gospel. We need power to move into the supernatural. Now, this first opening is declaring the testimony properly. You see that in the first verse. The second opening is, that's the opening we can go on and on. Job said declare a thing, decree a thing. And the Lord will give you light on it. Yeah, I think it's Job 22:28, I think it is. Or 28:22, one of the two. Okay, so the first opening we're saying to the supernatural is the proper declaration of the testimony of God. And I believe the proper testimony of God is this. Give me Numbers 23:19 again. I think the proper testimony of God is this. We need to move. God is not a man. Now, if you meditate on that long enough, you'll go into another realm. God is not a man. See, people keep trying to make God a man. What he look like? I don't care what he look like. I know what he can do. God is not a man that he should lie. So if I have a promise in his word, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Come on, give me that. If I have a promise in his word, there in Romans 4:21. If you have a promise in his word, this is where you should be. This is what activates the supernatural. I'm fully persuaded. What he has promised, he is also able to perform. So you have to come to that point. If you're going to see the testimony make you come to that point. The test, the experience, the encounter. You have had with God bring you to that point that you become fully persuaded. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. You listen to me? I don't care what it feel like. I'm going to get my breakthrough if God got to tear this whole world out. I'm going to get what's mine. And notice this is personal. Personal. I am fully persuaded. I don't need you to be persuaded for me. See? Because sometimes people go flaky. You know, God not a man. Sometimes people go flaky on you. So I'm going to get persuaded myself. It's personal, isn't it? I know about the power of agreement, but everything don't need to be an agreement. I need to singly get some things myself. Because sometimes your partner like they're kind of crazy. They don't agree like you agree. So I need to know God and how to do things myself. Go back to God, not a man. I'm still on number one, the declaration. We'll go to determination in a few minutes. The opening of declaration. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said? And shall he not do it? Absolutely. Has he spoken it? Shall he not make it good? See, the problem is you have to understand God's timing. I said it a few minutes ago, but the Holy Spirit is going to help me to say it right. See, you think you should have it tomorrow.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
But if you get it tomorrow, you got five or six people going to mess you up.
Right. That's good.
So God got to take care of them five or six before he give it to you.
Yes, sir.
You get it. You got it? Yeah. See, there are times God's not holding something back from you. He's rearranging the structure that when you get it, it won't be an earth curse. It'll be a blessing to you. Because you get something too heavy, it become a curse to you. Follow me? So the delay, the divine delay. Remember what he told me? Don't let a divine delay be turned into what? A devilish disappointment. Some of y'all believe in something right now. You think, wow, man, what ain't gonna happen? He's getting you in the right place. that when it happened, it could be a blessing and not a curse. Now the next verse here, I'm determined not to know anything. Paul preaching now, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. What a powerful statement. In other words, Paul says the source of every miracle, the source of every sign, the source of every wonder in the spirit realm is what Jesus did when he died on the cross. And, you see, to function here, you listening? You can't be scatter-minded. You can't be half-hearted. You have to come to a place where you made a decision. See, you're locked. See, determination means being locked into a decision. I like that. The Holy Spirit just told me that. I didn't know that before I got up here. Determination means being locked into a decision. And you're not coming out of that decision because you know that decision can't fail. And we got. Wow, I feel the Holy Ghost. Whoa. My goodness. My. You have to stop scattering what you believe. Lock in. You can trust him. But the Bible said, trust in what? With what? And do what not? Acknowledge him? What are you going to do? That's Proverbs 3:5, isn't it? Right along there somewhere. See, it's a trust. Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything. He said, let's get everything out. Let's get all these denominations. Let's get all this religious stuff out of my face.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And I'm determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. What are you saying there? What are you saying there? I'm going to have to live a crucified life. If I'm going to operate in the supernatural, I'm going to have to live a crucified life. I'm going to have to be crucified to this world. This world is crucified to me. Notice that in Galatians 6:14. Notice that. Galatians 6:14. God forbid that I should glory. See, he don't want me to glory anything. God forbid me to glory in anything else. Forbid me to put my trust in anything else. God forbid that I should glory, as word saith, except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's the same thing that second voice saying in 1 Corinthians. See, Paul saying I don't have nothing else. Now here's what's happening. Listen, here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you want to operate in the supernatural, only dead men can operate in the supernatural. Dead to self. Dead to stuff. Dead to people. Dead to ideas that don't include God.
Yes, sir.
Ideas. People got so many ideas now. Strategies, but they exclude God,
right.
And so you're not dead. If you go with it, you're not dead.
Right.
Don't go with the last move. Go with the finish move. You got to stay crucified. Crucified. He says, go back to that scripture in Galatians 6:14, because it says, look at it. By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world, living a crucified life.
Yes,
so Paul said in this chapter, training on the spirit, if you don't recognize, look at Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
I scared you. That I may know him. That I say that I may know him. And the power of what? Now here's one you don't know I'm about to give you now. We stop there. What's the next part say? Wait a minute. I know him. Oh, the fellowship and the fellowship of his suffering. What is that? Might I say trial? and the fellowship of his suffering. Dead.
Dead.
Dead. Dead to me. Dead to you. Dead to them. Dead to us. Dead to the crowd. Dead to opposition. Dead to circumstances. Dead to situation. They can't hold me. Dead to dry bone. Dead to valleys. Dead to opposition. Dead to roadblocks. I'm dead to it. I'm going through it. I'm going to make it.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I'm going to make it. Tell somebody next to you, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to have what I've been believing for, too. All of it. Are y'all receiving this?
Yes.
Being made conformable to his death.
Thank you, Lord.
So this determination. I'm determined to trust God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I am.
In the finished work of Christ. That's so important. In the finished work. See, with Paul, as we're talking about the finished work.
Yes,
Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. The curtain was torn in two. Things began to stand still because it is finished.
Yes, sir.
So every scripture promise there is already complete for you. All the promises of God is what?
Yes.
Why is that so? Why is that so? Why is that so? It's finished. It's finished. When you're reading the Bible, oh wow, you're reading past tense blessing. You're reading stuff already been cashed in. Stuff already paid for. And you're trying to put something on layaway. No, it's already paid for. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violence, take it by force. It's rightfully yours, but you got to be forceful with it to bring it where it's supposed to be. It's already yours. And nothing the world can keep from you. You're dead to the world. First opening is declaring. The second opening is, and we're talking about, let me tell you, secrets. These are secrets. These are mysteries. These are access into the presence of God and to the supernatural, to your miracles. After you get your, after the preaching get right and the declaration come in the spirit, I mean, you're sitting under an anointing and a revelation and the illumination and being inspired by the word of God being preached properly. Preached by a dead man or a dead woman. Somebody who don't want you to look into them. They're just pointers. They come to tell you about him.
Yes, sir.
See, that's where the power, I feel the power rolling right now.
Yes, sir. It's
that's
here.
When the power start rolling, when you get out the way and let God be God.
Yes, Lord.
My goodness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said a power rolling, Harry.
Power.
It's rolling right now. The power rolling.
Yeah, rolling.
Somebody getting something right now.
Yeah,
the power rolling.
That.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yeah.
Somebody getting a breakthrough right now. You hear it for that very reason. To get that breakthrough. You're getting
Thank
a breakthrough
you.
Right now. What you're believing for, you're getting it
yes,
right
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
the power rolling.
Yes, sir.
He took care of you, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You got the power rolling. Power rolling. Say the power rolling.
Power.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
And the power going to roll over that was trying to hold me back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sit down. The power rolling. I'm talking about divine power.
Yes.
I'm talking about supernatural power.
Yes.
I'm talking about a power that say amen.
Amen.
Because it can't have no.
Yes,
nothing impossible.
Nothing.
Once Jesus got up, that settled it. Satan had no more grip. Once Jesus got up, he had no more explanation for his failure. He got up. All right? So, the testimony of God must stay with you, and then the cross must stay with you. What Jesus did at the cross. And now, after that declaration, after you determine, how many of y'all determined to serve God? Determined to trust God.
Yes.
Determined to depend upon God.
Yes.
Well, you got it made, babe.
Yes, sir.
Why? God is not a man. He ain't lied to you, so I receive so. He ain't lied to you, right? I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I feel blessed. I really won't cry right now. I just feel blessed. You know, it's precious. It's precious. It's precious, saint, to be able to get in the presence of God. It's so precious. It's the most precious thing you could have, that you can get in the presence of God and God will come and make a visitation to a people. Don't miss your visitation. Tell the person next to you. Don't miss. Jerusalem missed their visitation. That's why they're still confused now. The Lord himself came to him. And they crucified the Lord of glory because they didn't know who he was. They missed their visitation. He came to get them, but they sent him away. Now I want to say a word to you now. Every time you send for God, God, you're going to get a visitation. But you have to be in a position to recognize when he comes. He don't come just like you want him. He come in disguise sometime because he got to come to somebody who operating in faith, not operating in the flesh, and seeing things with their natural eyes. But the 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. See, God, when God come to you, you can't see him.
Right. That's right.
Not naturally, you're not going to see him. Could it be that you have made some supplication? You shopped and made your list.
Yes, I did.
Could it be that God came with your stuff and you didn't recognize who he was? But I'm training you tonight to let you know every time you talk to God, God is not a man. He's going to do. Oh, my goodness. He's going to do what he say he's going to do for you, and he's going to be on time, but not your schedule. I don't want to mess you up, but I want to tell you something. God is now and wait. God is the waiting now. See, faith, I have to have it now. But if it's not here, you're waiting. But I have it. Oh, man.
That's good, man. That's good.
I'm getting confused up here. Yeah. You get out that Mickey Mouse mind. I'm trying to take you somewhere in the spirit. Your spirit man ain't confused. That's your old body.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true. That's true.
Your healing is already here. See, the curse, the earth's curse system of poverty, sickness, and limitation is done away with in the second voice. Sit down. Write it down. The earth curse system. The earth curse system of poverty, defeat, and sickness is done away with in 1 Corinthians 2:2. Wow. I'm determined. Not to know nothing about no sickness. Nothing about being broke. That's the world system, see? Christ paid. Christ reversed all that. Come on, let's go to work. Galatians 3:13-14. Turn your Bibles. Come on, because I think everybody know, you know, I'll be quoting these scriptures, but go to work. See now, if you anywhere on this earth cursed system of poverty, sickness, and defeat, the Lord is moving you off it now.
Thank you, Lord.
Girl, give me a $705 check. Now, so you got to see, when you determine not to know anything about Jesus Christ, I'm not going to get far tonight, I'll tell you right now. If you determine not to know anything about Jesus, because the revelation coming. Give the revelation. Don't get too happy there, Pastor. Give it. If you determine to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified, you got it made.
That's good.
You really don't have to know nothing else.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Notice what he said now. I'm determined. 1 Corinthians 2:2. 1 Corinthians 2:2. I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ. I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Right? That I receive. I'm determined not to know anything. All right. So I don't have no other method. I'm not listening to no other message. I don't have no other wisdom but the wisdom of the cross. Huh? So now this earth curse system, most Christians living on it. And that's our job to get you off it. This earth curse system with defeat, poverty. Let's use it. Cross Revelation again. Look in Galatians chapter 3 now, verse 13. This is good news.
Thank you, Lord.
See, all of these verses, all of the verses and the evidence and the promises now belong to you because you have determined.
Yes, sir.
You have decided.
Thank you, Lord.
You have decided, watch this now, in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God Almighty. You know, this is not a natural decision.
Thank you, Lord.
This is an unthinkable decision. It's in my heart. It's in my inner man. I trust him. Matter of fact, I'm determined not to know anything else. So I'm determined not to know no problem, no circumstances, no trouble, no enemy, no opposition, no defeat. I'm determined not to know no sickness, no disease, no lack, no limitation, because I move, because I'm in him. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. I got it made now. Not when I get to heaven. I got it made now. Don't you mess with me. I'm not by myself. Somebody's hand is on my back. You touch me, you're touching them. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So Christ, come on, look at it. Christ has redeemed us. The Messiah, the anointed one, has redeemed us. There we are again. That's blood, see? Redeem us from what? Redeem us from the curse of the law. Redeem us. I'm redeemed from it. So when they're trying to get on me, I have to remind it. Hey, I'm redeemed from you. Get your nasty hand off of me because I belong to somebody else. But the Bible says you are bought with a price. Now, hear me, sit down. Hear me, because it's very important now. Here's what he said. Stop taking advice from the devil. Stop reading his advertisement. Stick with what God told you in your heart and let him run all the flags he wants in your face. He can't do you nothing until you start looking at the flag. This is past tense, my brother. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed forever. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Well, how he did it? How did he do it? Read, there you are. Read it. 13. All right, being cursed for us now. Hold that right there. Take a peep at 2 Corinthians 5:21 now. He brought you shouting for the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Something has happened to you.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been made somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? 2 Corinthians 5:21, huh? Right? He became sin for us?
Yes, sir.
That we might be made what?
Righteous. In him.
What? What righteousness of God? It wouldn't mean much to you if you don't understand it. You know, some people say right standing with God. No, I got a right to everything God promised.
Yes.
I have a right to everything Jesus paid for on that cross.
Yes.
Guess what? He paid for every good thing.
Yes.
I got a revelation the other morning in my prayer time of the word all. A-L-L. Let's go through it a little bit. The word all. A-L-L. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with spiritual blessing in heavenly places. How? Look at the latter verses in 1 Corinthians 3. The last two verses. 1 Corinthians 3. They say all things are yours? Huh? Whether Paul or what he received for any of these preachers. Go back to that voice you was at tonight. I want to read that. Go back to the voice before that, before the last voice. Voice before the last voice. You had it just now about Apollos, about the different preachers. And sometimes people get hooked up on preachers. So let's go back to Apollos. Y'all got it? All right, now I want them to get back on the screen with it. What y'all doing? Who back there? Who don't know? They don't know the Bible? But you had it on there just now. The same voice you had. That, thank you. Hallelujah. Whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or, wow, or things present, or things to come. Rub your eyes. See, I'm reading this thing right. All of yours. Go to the next verse. Why? Go on. It's another part to that. I'm missing a part. And you are crying, Christ of God. You got another voice down? I'm missing something. Something missing. All things are yours. What? Go back to 21. There's something I'm missing. Yeah, that is. Let a man glory in men, for all things are yours. Now get that. For all things are yours. Say all, for all things are mine.
All
right, go to Romans 8:28. We need to deal with all. We'll deal with all. We'll deal with all, I said. Oh, A-L-L. Say A-L-L.
A-L-L.
All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Yeah, you love him. That's why everything's going to work out.
Yes, sir. Receive
that. Just give me a revelation of all. Then he come and give me a revelation of good.
Come on now. Good.
James 1:23.
Come on now.
Every good gift. Every perfect gift. Psalm 23. Surely
goodness
and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. So how can I help you tonight? How can I help you to win? Determine to trust in the finished work of Christ. Know that every blessing, every promise you read in that Bible is already paid for. Stop looking out of your natural eye how things look. Pray in the Spirit. What happens when you pray in the Spirit? Let's just go and stand. You get the mind of Christ. You get the will of God. You erase and wipe out your infirmities. And you start moving in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit. Jude 19 says, some men are separated to their senses. But the 20th verse said, but you, beloved, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up in your most holy faith. When you're praying in the Spirit, you listen to me? You tell 1 Corinthians, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus. My God, let's pause and praise him a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You feel that? Ooh. Hey! I got it, Lord. I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, come on, let's finish a minute. I'm going to close in a minute. I got about 7 more minutes. Come on, let me give you one or two more things. Now, you're in the second opening. You're in the second secret. You're in the second mystery. You're in the second principle of determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, Paul had a secret there. He wasn't going to take the philosophy of men. He wasn't going to let no committee tell him what to do. He has set his rudders to operate in the grace of God. You see, the cross produced a certain type of grace, a certain type of favor. God give you favor with him and man. That's a supernatural favor. Men do something for you. They don't know why they're doing it. But you're walking in the grace of God.
Yes,
see, the Bible says Jesus waxed strong in spirit. He was filled with wisdom. And he said, and the grace of God was upon him. Another time he said Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom. And God gave him favor with God and man.
Yes.
And see, when you're in that determined garage, you have parked your life in that garage. You know, a garage is to protect. And that's I think that determination is a divine garage. You can go in, and I'm telling you what, partner, you're going to be protecting that garage, and everything you need is going to come in that garage because that's your covering. I'm determined, see. It's personal. It's personal. I'm determined not to know anything but what God did for me through Christ. See, that's John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his own. All the scriptures. God commended his love toward me, yet while all that's in the cross.
Amen.
See, the cross is the source of all miracles, all signs, all wonders, all revelation, all manifestation, and all demonstration.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
See, that's why you got to settle this fact than Galatians 2:20. You see, because if you don't, you're going to frustrate the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
You first face the grace. You frustrating your blessing. See. If you ever get to thinking, give me a handkerchief, your boy. You ever get to thinking, he's a man, but I call him my boy, you know. He's a man, he got a family, you know, and I said, come, boy. No, you're a man. His wife's sitting right over there, got children and everything. Prove himself a man. He's a man. Listen. The great, I'm talking about the grace of God. See, you're going to have to stay dead.
Yes, sir.
You're dead and alive at the same time.
Yes, sir.
See. And you have to remember that Galatians 2:20 there.
Yes,
sir. I am crucified with Christ. That means I raised up with him too, you see. That means I'm seated with him too, you see. See, that's what it means by in him I live, I move, and have my being. I'm in him. Now you go through the Bible and start looking at in him, in whom, and you'll see some things, all right? But I'm crucified, God, nevertheless I live, yet not I. Now I taught you the yet not I principle. Notice and hold your finger there. 1 Corinthians 15:10, I believe it is, where Paul talked about the grace of God. Is that it? But by the grace of God, Look at it. What? By the grace of God. See, now, and when we say grace, you could say by the cross of God, I am. Woo! I am healed.
I am blessed.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Them three little words, you got to know it. You got to know them three words. Those three words are found in, go back and look, Galatians 2:20. Yep. You got to know those three words. You got to know God is not a man, yet not I. Mm-hmm. When you know yet not I, God becomes God in your life. When you know I'm not doing this, I don't care how much I prayed or what I said, I'm still not doing this. I'm trying to make contact with somebody who can do it for me, but I can't do it. So I can't take no credit for it. I can't take no credit for this ministry. I can't take no credit for this church. I can't take no credit for my family. God did it. I can't take no credit for you as a flock. God did it. God sent you here. God drawed you here. God put you here. All the gift around me and all the people helping me get this ministry done, God sent them here. I can't take no credit for it. Now the supernatural rests on you tonight. And tonight your life changed. You will never be the same. Because there's anointing coming through this building like never before, that I trust the Lord. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what nobody else say. It's going to be what the Lord said. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done for you. Now, I want you to leave this building tonight determined to trust God.
Yes,
determined to serve God.
Yes,
determined
sir.
Always to put him first.
Yes,
it may not look good right now, but the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I took you to 2 Corinthians 5:21, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Became sin that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. And when you say right, and people say right, saying no, it means right saying, but it means I have a right.
I have a right.
I have a right to everything this book says.
Yeah.
Listen what God said. Listen what God said. God said, I call you blessed. Don't you let nobody else call you nothing else. Don't you let no situation, don't you let no enemy call you nothing else. God said, I call you blessed. I'm well able to make it happen. I'm well able. I call you blessed. If I call you blessed, nobody else can call you nothing else. I'm well able. Don't care where you are. Don't care what you're going through. Don't care who against you. I call you blessed. You heard what I said? God said, I call you blessed. Don't care what nobody else say. They can't stop you. I got my hand on you. I got my mind on you. Don't worry about nothing. I call you blessed. You in covenant with me. I'm Almighty God. I'm El Shaddai. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Raha. I'm Jehovah Shammah. I'm present with you right now. I'm Jehovah Shalom. I'm your peace.
Yes.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace.
Yes.
Whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah. For in him is everlasting strength. This is not no, this is no comic book. This ain't no science book. This is about Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Yes, thank you.
Why you let the devil fool you? Stand here defeated. You're not defeated.
No.
Just a few more turns you got to make. Few more turns you got to make. Oh, turn around. Few more turns you got to make. You're not defeated. God not going to leave you in defeat. God not going to let you down. God not going to fail you. God not going to leave you. What you talking about? You're not by yourself. Hey, you're not by yourself. Turn around again. Turn around, because tonight, your life, your life turn around tonight. Your life turn around tonight. You watching by internet, turn around. Get up off that sofa seat. Turn around. Your life changed tonight. Come on, boy. Play some music. Where y'all? Give me some music. Come on out there, Leon. Where Leon at? Get out of there. Turn yourself around. Y'all got to be ready, boys. Hit it. Hit it. I need to hear something. Play something. Turn around again. Turn around again. That means your life turning around tonight. Hey! Hey! Somebody, give me a mic. Give me a mic. Give me a hand mic. Give me a hand mic. Turn it on. Turn it on. Shake hands with six people and tell them I got my turnaround. Then turn around six times. I heard enough word tonight. My life is turned around. I'm going to get what I've been believing for. It's mine. I have it now. I got my breakthrough. I got my blessing. Oh, I got everything I need. Tonight is my night. Not tomorrow night. Not Sunday. But tonight is my night. I'm blessed now. 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 God is on me. God is for me. God is with me. I'm blessed now. Hey. I want you for the record to tell five more people I'm blessed now. I'm blessed. Tell them I'm blessed right now. I'm blessed right now. Say it out of your mouth. I'm blessed right now. Say it out of your mouth. I don't care what this. I'm blessed right now. Say it out of your mouth. Say it out of your mouth. I'm blessed right now. Hey! Come on, Junior, get Junior. I'm not like I used to be. I'm changed. I'm changed. I'm changed. I'm changed. Something happened to me up in here. Something happened to me. I'm not the same. I'm changed. I'm changed, man. The word of God has changed me. Hey. 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 The word of God has changed me. I'm changed right now. My situation is changed. I'm gonna tell you a secret. I'm gonna tell you a secret. Hold up. I'm gonna tell you a secret. This is what I heard. When I tell you this, a lot of things are gonna change in your life tonight. You ready?
Yes.
I went through a hole tonight. God opened a hole up and I went through it. That means I can never be the same no more. Everything changed. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I thought it was two or three people contemplating to become a member of this church. I want you to come to the altar now.